Hello and good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm here with Christine, and we are here at CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. How are you doing this morning, Christine?
I'm doing... To be honest, it's a little rough.
It's a little rough. Yeah, it is a little rough this morning. We had the fun drive kickoff last night at the pit. It was super sweet. What was your takeaway from the fun drive kickoff last night?
UBC knows how to dance, I think.
Yeah, we had some killer dancers.
Some really rad dancers.
Some really sweet moves on the dance floor. We had a pretty solid crew hitting the dance floor with us, so that was sweet. And this is all, you've probably been listening in, if you're listening right now, and you know that it's fun drive right now. We got lots of cool stuff coming up for you all the way through the week, but particularly in the next hour. And just before we get going, we wanted to thank Anna Larney for her donation for the last show, and now Fund Drive total is about at $2,072. So it's really exciting. We want to raise that number a little bit this hour for the student special hour. So please call in. We've got awesome, sweet ladies on the phones, ready and ran for you, bright and early this morning. So we'd love it if you could call in and donate a little bit, and we'll be telling you a little bit more throughout the hour why we think it's really, really sweet if you would donate and help us out. All right, so we're gonna start the morning off with a quick tune. What are you thinking, Christine? I was thinking some sweet FemCon. How are you feeling? How are you feeling this morning around?
Yes, Lady tunes. Power. I want some
Lady Power.
Ladies on the radio.
Some ladies on the radio. I'm thinking some Hannah Georges. I'm a big fan of Hannah Georges. She's a very solid standby for FemCon and CanCon, and she's just a super, super cool person overall. So we're going to start off with Elephant by Hannah Georges, and stay tuned for more student exec stuff, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about Fun Drive.
Yes, and if you would like to donate, the number is, again, 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC Unit.
Perfect, and keep tuning in. We will be telling you lots more on CITR 101.9.
You are off kilter with me. Don't you know it's every other day of the week? You're in my feet. These days I'm running to escape. Drenching my brain, soaking my mistakes. My mistakes. Is there any love left for me? Is there any love left for me? That dark sky, yeah, it's so big. Isn't anybody wondering? Isn't anybody questioning what this all is? As I age, it sinks deeper in. This life is temporary, it's all gonna end. This is all gonna end. It's just a little love that I need. 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 There's an elephant in this room, and I'm white as
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 here on the Student Special Hour, and it's Fun Drive. Yay! Yeah. The excitement is just unbelievable right now in the room. All right, so all of us here are part of the student executive at CITR, and I think a couple of us have been for a little while. So we wanted to talk a little bit about why CITR is important to us and why we think it should be important to you, because I personally think it should be important to lots of people. So, Christine, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. I'm the volunteer coordinator on the student exec here. It's really helped me grow and helped me just spread the word of CITR, and getting more people on the radio and more voices heard is really important to us, I think, as a student exec. But just being able to meet an audience of people that cares about the issues that I care about and wants to talk about them has been really refreshing.
All right. Yeah, fantastic. And Nick, what has been your feeling about everything that's been going on?
Well, I'm the music director here. I'm the student executive. And music plays a big part in my personal life. And CITR does so much to support, especially local music. And it goes from playing music on the radio to putting on live events, which we did last night, and all that jazz. And it's really great. And it helped me get into the local music scene as well. I talked about it on my show yesterday.
You're going to run out of material after all these
shows. Pretty much. But it played a big part in like me getting into the local music scene and being interested in local musicians. So I'm sure it's, you know, if we keep it going, it's going to do that for tons of other people.
Absolutely.
Coming to Vancouver, coming to this university or wherever. So it's a big deal.
Yeah. And I think I'm the same. I'm the student programming coordinator here at CITR. And I also am an executive at large on the student executive. I've never been given. I was actually thinking about this last night, how I kind of like just sort of like decided that I was on the student executive, and like no one really like had a problem with that, so I just stuck around.
Stoked.
Yeah.
So I've been part of the student executive for 2 years, 2013 and 2014, I think, and then this year as well, 2015 to 2016, and took a year off, and it's been absolutely undefinably amazing. I started at UBC in 2012, and I had no idea what was going on campus. There's way too much going on, way too many people, way too much everything. And as a spry young 17-year-old, it is such an overload of stuff. And when you can find a community that follows everything that you believe in and are beautiful humans, and and then just support such a great initiatives, then there's just there's been nothing like it. And I always kind of joke with people that I just became addicted, and I just can't leave. So it's sort of true. I spend probably like half my life at this station, and I love it. It doesn't even feel like work. So that is a little bit about my experience here. I absolutely love the community here at CITR, and I can't believe that we get all these opportunities and it's so accessible and so like reasonably priced for everyone to be part and be a member. And we can offer that sort of accessibility because of community support. And we can also offer the type of open open platform to give opportunity for underrepresented voices on the radio, because we are not owing anyone anything. We don't have to, no corporations, no major institutions are making any decisions about how we do things. So we don't have to ascribe to any sort of rules around what we say or what we do, except for that we're not awful, like we're trying to be just nice people on air, pretty much.
We make our own rules.
Yeah. And our rules are to be kind to people, and that's pretty much it. So it's in a really incredible space. So help us continue to create these incredible memories and to create this incredible space with CITR. And just if you're thinking, oh, yes, that is super great, Lucy. Those were great stories. I'm inspired now. You can call right now to CITR at 604-822-8648, 604 UBC unit. And we've got some people ready and waiting. They're poised with the phones for you to call and donate and just support CITR and all the sweet, sweet stuff that we do. All right, Christine's got a song ready for us. What can you tell us a little bit about this song?
This is a song by Nicholas Krogovich, I think is how you say his last name. He's a local artist, and the song is The Place Goes Quiet. He's releasing this new album, I think next week, maybe on the 4th of March. It's sure to be dancey, like this song. It's great. And please do make sure to call 604-822-8648 if you have any donations that you'd like to give us. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep tuning in. We're going to have lots more going on here all the way through the hour because the student special hour is going to be on, or the student executive is going to be on. So we're going to have even more of the student executive. I think our vice pres is going to be coming on pretty soon, and as well as our other crew. So there's going to be lots of voices and playing. Yeah, so stay tuned and listen up to what's going on here. I'm just struggling a little bit, sorry, here with this tune. Tell us a little bit more about CITR.
It's hard to multitask.
It is. It is. It's not my strong suit.
Maybe we could talk about the prizes that we want to give
away. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's actually a really good point. We've got lots and lots of prizes that we want to give away, and some that are very specific to the student special hour. So we've got we've got CITR brownies that I made at 3 a.m. this morning. So you should donate $30 and you will get these brownies made with lots of love. They got the icing got a little messed up on the way here, but you know that they're extra homemade because And also you can win, or you can get, if you donate $101.9 or somewhere around there, you can get 4 1-hour violin lessons for me. I played violin for 12 years, so hopefully I learned a thing or two. And what's another one? Oh, yeah, and then Christine made some pretty ballin' pins.
If you want a CITR pin, they're Shrinky Dink pins. They're very nice. I think they come with a $5 donation. So if you bare minimum $5, you will get a handcrafted pin of CITR.
Like that's like a coffee. Like just like make your coffee at home this morning and then donate $5 and you get these super cool pins.
I might buy a pin.
I know. I was kind of stoked on the pins. Because they're like limited edition. Like never ever again will we have these pins available.
My sweat. Went into those
sweat,
pins.
Tears, blood and tears. Yeah. It's all there.
Also, did you make brownies? Did you say that for the whole pit show?
Yes.
And then
stayed after the pit show to hang out with one of the bands and then went home, which I live like about an hour away, and then I went and baked brownies and had a bath.
So that's love.
So I've had only a few hours sleep. So this is coming. Yeah, this is pure love. I'm giving those are also probably some tears in those brownies
those
from
brownies,
this morning.
You can feel the love in tears.
You can feel the love. All right, we're ready here with, repeat the name for us one more time, Christine.
This is Nicholas Krogovich.
Okay.
The Place Goes Quiet.
The Place Goes Quiet. Stay tuned to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9.
Tripped over the arm of your chair. Think of what I really
Silence, I suppose, is dark enough to turn on the twinkle lights. And I think of what I really want, and that's for someone to stop me now. Don't just sit there, you know.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. And we are here with a student executive, a couple members, Nick and Christine, hanging out with me this morning and talking a little bit about CITR. All yes. Right, folks. So we were going to talk a little bit about local music and why we think that's pretty badass. I apologize. It is morning. But I feel like it's worthy of, local music is worthy of me swearing a tiny bit this morning because that's how excited I am about it. CITR builds audiences for tons of like amazing local bands. We give an opportunity for local bands to come and have a place to play, have a place to interview, have a space that's sort of more their own. We're very approachable and independent, so we get a chance, give chances to all sorts of musicians. So that's why I think that CITR is really great for supporting local music. What do you folks think about that?
I agree. I think that for a lot of artists, getting onto the radio can seem like such a huge, insurmountable accomplishment. And for CITR just allows people to have their voices heard and their art heard, which can be so rewarding for so many.
Well, we have tons of... We're starting to get tons more bands to play live in studio, especially this past semester. And it's so accessible to people because literally how it usually happens is the band will email like me or Andy and just say, "Hey, can we play?" And then we just go like,
Yeah,
okay. Like everybody just like
everybody is welcome. Yeah.
If like they're down, it's like, all right. Let's do it. Let's
yeah, go. Like sure. Yeah, exactly.
You can come in from like noon to 9 p.m., whatever.
Yeah, like whenever. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is that we're starting to kind of grow a little bit of a team, I think. Some people are learning a little bit more about these live shows, and they're learning how to like tech and do that side of it, so everyone gets a little more independent, so we don't have to just rely on our lovely, lovely Andy, our music director, who always is just here till wee hours helping with the bands, but that we can have people who can gain the skills, who can do it. And that's what this year's Fun Drive is all about, is growing our culture. So we want to grow our workshops and our trainings so that we have those give those opportunities to students and to the community so they can do these sort of things. So once again, if you're interested in donating to Fund Drive with CITR, especially if you want to donate to the Student Special Hour, I mean, we would not ever turn you away. It's 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC Unit. And it's going to be, there's going to be lots going on this week for Fund Drive. So even if you're not inspired yet by what you're hearing here, I feel like by the end of the week, someone will tug at those heartstrings of yours, and we will hear that phone call from
you.
We're
gonna break you.
Yeah, but with love.
Yeah,
but we'll break you with love.
Of course.
Absolutely. And so CITR is a sweet community. And here's the other thing that I think is really important that listeners should know is that you're welcome to just come over and hang out if you want to like donate, but also if you just are like, why are they talking at me for so much and telling me all these things that they love about the station? Like, what is the big deal? Come by. And we're just here, lower level of the nest at UBC. And come by and say hi and see why we value our space so much and why we value this community so much. Because I think if you see it with your own eyes, it adds that little extra bonus. Absolutely. All right, so 604-822-8648. Tune in. And if you want to, you can also call us on air or call us maybe while the song's running so we can have a little chat with you and maybe throw you on air. My mom did say that she was going to call. So I'm waiting on that. Everyone like is kind of been like texting their parents, been like, oh, call on the show. So hopefully we get some parents phoning in, some proud parents, and see how that goes. All right, so one thing that I really, really love about CITR, it's part of my job, but it's something that I've really enjoyed doing, which is engaging with student clubs on campus. And so part of what I've had to do with that is I've had to create advertisements and PSAs. And for me, that was a massive, massive leap forward, going from someone who had absolutely zero editing skills, absolutely zero skills, technical skills, and going and being like, hey, go make six advertisements in one day, which is what I did. It's this thing called PSA Day, and I did it last semester. I'm doing it again this semester on March 11th. So if you're a club, you should email me at outreach@citr.ca. A little bit of shameless advertising there for myself. But so part of this process is I sat down with these groups and took an hour for each group, and we made a PSA. So one of these PSAs is for Right to Play, we're just going to be playing, we just have to play some advertisements, but I kind of wanted to connect it back to the fact that I got an opportunity to make this advertisement and work with these students myself, and I think that's also been a really valuable experience that I've had here at CITR. All right, so we'll be back with more with the Student Special Hour. And in case you just didn't quite remember that number, 604-822-8648, 604-UBC Unit. And give us a ring and tell us, just give us a ring. And this is going to be, we're going to play another tune after some more advertisements.
Fund Drive 2016. This year, our theme is growing our cultures, so support your community station by donating so we can support training for volunteers and promote the multitude of cultures on our own airwaves. The online donation page is live now, so head on over to citr.ca/donate and get cool CITR swag.
Are you looking for a way to give back to your community? Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports.
Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area.
We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, and I'm here with the student executive. We were joined by Erica very recently. How's it going this morning?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Do you want to tell us one of your favorite reasons why you enjoy CITR?
Oh my gosh. One reason? Oh,
well, one of many, one of your favorites.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure probably all of you have said this, but the people that work here are very dedicated individuals who can work hard and really get things done, but also joke around and have a laugh. So that's something that I really, really enjoy. I also enjoy meeting new people and welcoming into the station. I think it's pretty fun. I need to work better on remembering everybody's names. But I love giving tours so much. So if you ever want to get a tour at CITR, come by Fridays at noon. If you're busy, if you're not busy, I mean, in an hour and a half, I can give you a tour and bring you into the station. That's actually like legitimately one of my favorite things to do here. And it's like one of the smallest things that I do here.
And you get to see Erica give you a tour while she has this massive grin on her face. That'll be
exactly.
Sweet.
And they're nice and long and you'll know every little detail. Yeah. And it's great. It's good though, because then you know the capacities in which you can be involved, because CITR caters to many different perspectives and many different talents and interests. And so by virtue of that, it helps to have a lot of information thrown at you so you can kind of see where you fit in the grand mosaic that is CITR.
The patchwork, beautiful patchwork quilt that is CITR, absolutely. I think that's such a beautiful addition as well as the crew that we have here. You do not get into community radio to get rich. That is for sure. So everyone is here because they love it so much. They care. They want to be here. They want to contribute to this awesome community. And because of that, everyone is so lovely and so always excited. If you come into the station, everyone will say hi to you. And if we don't recognize you, often people will come up and introduce themselves. That's always a friendly place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people get, from our old station, people got this sort of impression of us that we're like super like niche and like, the like CITR, because we're in the back corner of like nowhere, and so that's the one opportunity that we get also with this new space, is that we get this opportunity to be a bit more accessible, to be right there in the open, so people can just stroll right up, rock right up to us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We can wave at people right now. Just like,
yeah,
hey.
We're waving at people who don't give.
Yeah, they don't care. But
don't care at all. They're sitting at the sub and they're just doing their homework like the good students that they are, not listening to the radio, but they should be. Actually, I'm not sure if we're turned up in the sub right now.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because we're turned up anyway on other people's dials. And that being said, this is our fund drive week, which means we are raising money to improve the culture of our station and to better train our employees and volunteers. And so we're really, really, really hoping that the community responds to this. If you would like to donate, you can donate at 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648, and we would greatly appreciate it, and also your efforts in supporting community radio and community initiatives to bond with other community members as well. So please donate if you want to.
If you feel inclined. Absolutely. And this will not come without any rewards. $30 donation, you get a Friends of CITR card, tons of sweet discounts for really cool things. If you like Blundstones, I know that you get 10% off Blundstones, so that's an easy $20 back. And then also Friends of CITR card and a CITR growler if you donate $60. These are pretty cool growlers. They're like a nice on-the-go size. They have the fantastic, beautiful new CITR logo on it. So $60 will give you that. And there's even more 101.9 Friends CITR card as well, CITR growler, and a notebook, and 4 one-hour violin lessons with me. Very excited about this prize. So please let me teach you violin. It'll be fun, I promise. Beginner violin for all ages. So those are some of the prizes, and we've got way more coming up to talk about. And Christine, tell us about the tune you're about to play for us.
This is off of Dumb's new album, Beach Church. The song is 7-Eleven.
Beautiful.
It's a jammer.
It's a jammer?
Yeah.
You're ready to dance? Because there is a big emphasis on fun this morning, right?
funds.
Funds,
yes.
And fun.
And fun.
Funds.
Of course.
Yes. And driving. Not really, no. that was Nick on his show yesterday. He's like, we're going to be back with more fun and more driving. And I thought that was great. We'll be back with more fun and more driving. So this is a tune from Dumb.
Vancouver, we celebrate our diversity and culture, and CITR is making Fun Drive all about it. Our goal this year is to raise funds to help grow more writers, broadcasters, and media producers, increasing the unique voices that grace our airwaves. Whether it's about specific cultural communities, musical genres, or alternative news, we want to hear it. Be a part of CITR's community. Donate, get cool swag, and party with us. Call 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC unit, or donate online at citr.ca/donate. The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We're here on the Student Special Hour with Nick, Christine, Erica, and myself, Lucy. And we're talking a little bit about Fun Drive. We're having a big fun fundraising efforts. I'm moving my arms around because I'm so excited. This week from yesterday all the way till next Thursday, our finale is on Friday. We've got lots of cool stuff happening. If you're interested in donating to CITR, it's 604-822-8648. And call in and just give us a ring and donate a little bit to CITR causes. And one reason why I think it would be really sweet for people to donate and check out CITR is because of the student engagement. I am a little not very impartial about this. I work always with student engagement. That's my job. But I think it's really valuable. We are a campus community radio station, but we're right here for the students. We have such great resources and tons for people to do their projects on, to work on, to grow a little bit, take their education a little bit farther. We have programming for science shows. We've got international language programs, tons of different opportunities for students. So, yeah.
I know that I'm in a podcasting class right now in the Land and Food System faculty, and we're so blessed to get to be able to use this awesome recording equipment so that we can make really valuable products that are going to help our messages get passed along even better than they could.
Absolutely. And it's I didn't even realize how uncommon it is for a university to have this sort of access to these, not just a radio station, but a radio station with super, super high quality equipment, with a really, really great supportive staff, and an incredible kind of body of government, which is the student executive and the board of governors. We run very grassroots, so all the people who make major decisions for the station are volunteer. So everything that's being made are either people who are mostly people who dedicate their own time to make the radio station run. A huge amount of them are students, and some of them are in the studio today. And Erica, do you want to tell us a little bit about you? You missed our first little part. We were talking about kind of your experience joining CITR and how you kind of got started here.
Oh, yeah. So my friend Eleanor, who is established at the station and was before I was, started doing a bunch of different things here, had a few different positions and was on the student executive. And I remember my very first thing was I was in second year. I'm in my fifth year right now. I was in second year and I wrote a show review for Discorder magazine, and it was published, and I was really excited about that. And then I kind of stepped off for a while, and then I came back and I started doing reviews in the music section, which includes a lot of music is sent here all the time, so it requires volunteers to listen to that music and review it and write show reviews and all that sort of thing and see if we put it in our library. And then so I did that, and then I started just hanging around a lot of time, like just a lot. And so I started attending exec meetings, even though I wasn't a part of the student executive, started contributing in that way. And then I also had a big grand project idea to start the Women's Collective, which ended up actually starting anyways in September of this year. It's called Lady Radio. It'll be on actually later this evening, Friday, 6-7. So I kind of slowly did things and then really just jumped in. I also, Nick and I met last year because we both organized Rock Lottery, which is an event where a bunch of different people who play music are all mixed up and have to play a bunch of songs, and they only have, I think, a week to rehearse.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. So Nick and I helped organize that. And then, after that, it was just like head first. Now I'm the vice president and the student executive, and I'm also the sponsorship coordinator, and I also have my own show. So CITR really is a place where you can do a lot of different things and contribute in a lot of different ways. And it's also really great because your voice is really heard out. It's a place where you really can speak to your opinions or your ideas. And it's really nice to have an area in which you can speak openly and freely. And so my things started slow, and then it just went real fast. Yeah. So here I am.
Like you were saying, it's a little addictive. You kind of like you put your like pinky toe in and then before you know it, you like are sleeping like on the couches and because you're here so late. So yeah, absolutely. And if you want to talk to the aforementioned Eleanor, she's actually on the phones right now. She gave us a wave. She's giving us some waves.
Hi.
She wants you to call her. Look at, she's so excited about to hear from you. She wants to hear your voice, that sultry, sultry voice of yours. So call her. Tell her what's up. And also on the phones is Nellie from the Cat's Pajams, and her show's coming up next as well. So if you want to hear her beautiful voice as well, call the station now at 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC Unit. And listen to their beautiful radio voices. I bet that they've got fantastic things to talk to you about. And call them and see what's up with CITR.
And they can document your donation if you so feel that's something you would like to do.
If that's like, yeah, I love how that was like, I just am pushing the fact that they can talk at you. I think that's probably the least of what they're doing, but that's great. Yeah, absolutely. And again, as well, if you want to call us on air, you're welcome to do that as well and chat with us and see what's up. And so we're doing Growing Our Cultures this year. We talked a little bit about why we think that's important. We want to support the local music scene. We want to support our students, and we want to support our training and programming and make this station bigger and better and more in any way we possibly can. So we're going to be wrapping up in a couple minutes. Before we do that, we're going to play one more tune, and we'll come back for a little bit more of a fun drive wrap-up before we're done. And DJ Christine, tell us what we're in for.
So before we were listening to Fruit Salad's new songs off of their new album. Sorry, it was Painted Fruit. The album is Fruit Salad. But now we're going to listen to Handsmole from Victoria. And this song is Watermelon Sugar.
Fantastic. Throw down. All right. And that was, once again, Hansel with Watermelon Sugar. Thanks so much for that tune, Christine. You were DJing a little bit last night, Christine. What was your DJ name again?
It's C Spills.
C Spills.
The Z. It was a name given to me in high school. I wish I didn't. I need to come up with a better DJ name. Just hit the books. Look for one.
Hit the books if you have. Well, there's another one. If you want if you, because Christian's been pretty much helping us choose most of our tunes today. And so if you have an inspiration from this playlist that we've had today and you want to throw a name at Christine, don't throw things at her. You want to call us and tell her a good name that you think Christine would be, 604-822-8648, 604-UBC unit. And you could also just donate at the same time if you feel interested.
Yeah, just a little money.
Just a little monies. And if you do $5, you get one of Christine's Shrinky Dink pins, which are super cool. So that's really sweet. You can name her as a DJ and get one of her pins. Like, what a deal. What a deal that is. As well, for $30, we're going to be giving away, or we got brownies. And for 101.9, we have violin lessons. And then even we've got even more prizes going up to $1,000. We've got tons of different things. You can have a get a donor cassette for $1,000, as well as all the other swag, which includes the new Pop Alliance LP, which has actually been released officially, but we're going to have a release party / fun drive finale next Friday, a week today, and it's going to be at the Hindenburg, and it's going to be super, super sweet. There's going to be tons of bands, like the one that we played earlier today was Late Spring. They're going to be playing our finale. Who else is going to be playing? Folks, Stefana Fertilla.
Morning Coop, I think.
Ace yep. Martins.
Jerk Jails.
Yeah, Cult Babies? War Babies. I always get those two confused.
Cult Babies.
Sorry, yeah, Cult Babies.
Or
my apologies.
Kogan is playing.
Yeah. So tons. Like, there's just, like, nonstop bands, I think, for, like, all night.
It's a stacked lineup.
Stacked.
It's seriously stacked.
And then we're also going to be selling the Pop Alliance LP. We got tote bags for $15, as well as if you want to donate, you get a tote bag. And, yeah, there's just, like, nonstop amount of stuff that we want to help us. You will not walk away empty-handed if you donate. Tons and tons of different things that are available to get if you donate. And, so we're kind of wrapping up today. So we just got the student special hour all hour today, and we're Fridays. Every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. with different student content and programming. We've got clubs on and interviews. And if you are listening out there and you are in any way involved in UBC, you can email me at outreach@citr.ca and come on my show and chat about whatever it is you're doing, any initiatives or any programs. And you too can see why CITR is so cool and why we love it so much too. I think almost every single one of the people that I have on my show ends up like leaving being like, this space is so sweet. I had so much fun. Often people get really nervous. They don't know what it means to be on radio. And I get a lot of, emails being like, what to expect, or should we write a script, or should we, how should we plan, or can they hear past episodes? And I'm just like, no, like, you can obviously I give them all that information, but I'm like, it's gonna be fun, I promise. It's way more fun than anything
always
else.
Fun.
Always fun. Sometimes there's stress and everything like anything else, but always number one, it's always, always fun. So so if you want to be in CITR involved in any way, we've got Discorder, Music Magazine, oldest running music magazine in Vancouver. Tons of sweet jobs. We're actually going to be opening up work study jobs soon. So as a community member or as a campus student on campus or member on campus, you can be involved in CITR and you can help support us by donating. You want to throw us that number one more time, Christine?
Yeah, it's 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. Please call. Nellie and Eleanor have their headsets on. They want to meet you and get your visa number.
Take all your worldly possessions with them.
So don't tune out, because the Cat's Pajamas is coming up next, Nellie's show. She's got some wonderful prizes that are cat-themed.
Cool.
So we highly suggest keeping your dials turned up, and then we've got Radio Dave and then Femme Concept.
Yeah, tons. And then Femme Concept, and you can hear Erica back on.
That's my show.
That's her show.
With Eleanor. It's going to be great. Our prizes are sick.
So if you are hearing that voice and you're thinking to yourself, I would like to hear way more of that voice, you get an opportunity to this afternoon.
Yeah, you can just call 604-822-8648 and donate.
And donate. I love how you keep moving in and out away from the microphone for effect. I think it's great.
It's just what I'm doing.
What are you doing? Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks everyone for listening to the Student Special Hour. Tune in every Friday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. And are we going to finish off with a tune or do a little segue?
Yeah, the last song that we're going to play is off of The Worst Demo by Tough Customer. It's Tell You Off. The song is so fun, and it's local, and it's FemCon.
Sweet.
It's sick.
So we got covered all our sweet bases. Thank you so much once again for listening to CITR 101.9 and for listening to our Fun Drive show. This is the Student Special Hour here with Lucy, Nick, Christine, and Erica. And thanks so much, and tune in next week.